What's striking about convincing people to vote a certain way is how similar it is to selling something.
The other thing is making sure that we're getting real strong yeses, right? That a yes is a yes, not a yeah, I'll think about it.
If approved, 66 would amend California's three strikes law so that only violent criminal offenders get the 25 years to life that the law mandates. Three strikes is 10 years old. It has been criticized by many for handing down harsh sentences for petty crimes, in some cases as minor as stealing a compact disc or a slice of pizza. Leon Shirley's brother got his third strike 7 years ago. His crime was worse than pizza theft, but it wasn't violent. He was caught with crack cocaine and is now serving 28 years to life. Leon's cheeks quiver when he talks about it.
6.8 grams for this crime. His crime, he should have been out by now. And he's not a killer. He's not a Richard Allen Davis.
Prop 66 would resentence jailed nonviolent criminals, people like Leon's brother. Critics of the proposition oppose it because it would release convicts out on the streets. But Leon says that's only fair because three strikes was passed under false premises.
They was all talking about this for violent offenders. So the public was kind of mixed up when they went to the polls.
Leon is standing with other people in his group. They're getting instructions on how to approach people.
And don't be insulted if they say no.
I end up going with two other walkers, Aretha Inslee and Deborah Parker, to West Park, a neighborhood just east of Inglewood in South L.A. Despite this one ferocious-sounding dog, who was fenced in, Deborah and Aretha tell me the dogs aren't too bad compared to some other neighborhoods they've been in.
I gave her the top part.
The top part you get, but this is for Jenna to follow up.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm on the phone, and I would like to finish this call, if I may, please. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
The voters we approach have differing degrees of knowledge.
Good morning, Ms. Boya.
One woman Aretha talks to already knows about Proposition 66 and says she plans to vote for it.
Don't worry, I am registered and we do vote.
Just about everyone else she talks to is less certain at the beginning, but after the pitch, agrees to vote in favor. Then Deborah meets Mr. Kelso, a minister.
Oh, how you doing, Ms. Kelso?
Oh, I don't know yet.
You don't know yet?
I haven't got the move in yet.
Oh, no, well, I'm about to put the move in your step.
Mr. Kelso listens, but makes it clear he won't be easily persuaded.
This is about the voting, about the three strikes law. What do you think about it now?
I haven't made up my mind yet.
Deborah talks a bit more about Proposition 66, but Mr. Kelso isn't hearing any of it.
I got all that what you're telling me in a booklet.
Okay.
But I just haven't got it together yet.
Okay.
And I don't be persuaded by other folks' minds.
Okay. Yeah.
Mr. Kelso has more to say. He's got a chronic bad back, and his condition seems to have affected his faith.
God don't heal everybody. A lot of Christian folk got that all mixed up. You pray to God, he'll take care of you. He don't heal everybody. Are you a Bible reader?
Mr. Kelso goes on like this for some time, until we have to pull away.
Y'all be good, Nana. You're doing a good work. Keep up the good work.
All right.
Y'all young, and you're doing a good job.
Deborah reconvenes with Aretha.
And all that, and he still was undecided. He's switchy, like he said.
And then it's on to the next house. 17 days before the election, this is Tebow Wirth for Annenberg Radio News.